Holland America Line reports that 29 crew members and 13 passengers on board the Zaandam have reported flu-like symptoms. Because testing is not available on board, there's no way to know if those fallen ill have seasonal flu or coronavirus. Meanwhile, the ship, which was turned away from the port of Chile over the weekend, is hoping to make its way to Fort Lauderdale to embark guests later this month. And during one of his frequent coronavirus task force press briefings, President Donald Trump continued to float the idea of the government offering some type of form of financial assistance to the troubled cruise industry. While no specifics have been offered yet, President Trump pointed out the number of jobs that would be lost if the cruise lines went under and said it would be a massive loss for our country and the world. And finally, cruise line stocks taking a hit first thing Monday morning. Overnight trading has Carnival Corporation at $10.76, Norwegian Holdings at $8.69, and Royal Caribbean at $23. You can find more stories at cruiseradio.net. Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.